Don Reis, Tacoma News Tribune. Considering your dad's line of work and the level of celebrity that the Manning family had in New Orleans, do you think any of that upbringing sort of helped you now with your role as face of the franchise and kind of national celebrity on your own?
Yeah, I wouldn't use that word to describe us, you know, growing up in New Orleans. I mean, my dad was a quarterback there, the Saints. I think as a kid, watching my dad after games, doing his interviews, signing autographs, being at restaurants, people coming up asking him for autographs. I can remember that as a kid. I think that did have an impact on me, kind of how he handled those situations. It's changed a lot, since then. I do miss those days. There were no camera phones back then, and it was a different world back then. But I think watching my dad as a pro football player, even though I was 8 years old when he retired, I can remember certain things, which I think have helped me and Eli, having the same job that he had, even though it was a number of years ago.
Peyton, speaking of New Orleans ties, how far along has Chris Clark come, stepping in and, really protecting the backside?
Yeah, Chris Clark, McDonough 35, Ron Eagle. Real proud of Chris. I think what was fortunate for us was that Chris Clark was really the starter the entire offseason. Ryan Clady was injured, had his contract situation, and so Chris really was a left tackle from April all the way through really almost the end of training camp, kind of around the time Ryan got healthy. And so the changes that Adam Gase put into this offense, Chris was a starting left tackle. He was comfortable hearing the calls, comfortable working next to Zane and Manny at center. And so, when the terrible injury to Ryan occurred in that second week against the Giants, the last, series of the game, it was a disappointing blow to our team. But I know Chris, as disappointed as he was for Ryan, was excited about his opportunity. And Chris was not content being a sixth man swing tackle. He wanted to be a starter. And real proud of the way he stepped up and embraced that role. There's a lot of pressure being a left tackle in the NFL, especially one of a passing offense. And he's done a heck of a job, and I've just been real proud of him all season.
Peyton, you must have had this discussion among your buddies and family, your top three quarterbacks of all time, and you can't say Eli or Archie.
Yeah. No, I've never really had, that's what me and my buddies don't discuss that. We have other things to talk about. I don't have a list. I've always kind of talked about I feel like I could probably describe the perfect quarterback, take a little piece of everybody, take John Elway's arm, Dan Marino's release, maybe Troy Aikman's drop back, Brett Favre's scrambling ability, Joe Montana's two-minute poise, naturally my speed in there. So I think if you just, I could take a piece of everyone, of some of my favorite quarterbacks, and I could take 30 traits from different guys and put them in that perfect quarterback. So that's kind of how I like to look at it. I don't have the lists. I know a lot of people have lists. And anytime, as John Elway once said, you might be kind of in the conversation of someone talking about, some of their favorite quarterbacks, that's a nice compliment in itself.
Peyton, a couple weeks ago, Richard Sherman was critical of your arm strength. He wrote, "Sometimes you throw ducks." Yesterday, he said he stands by that. He still believes that to be true. What do you make, or what's your reaction to that criticism?
I believe it to be true as well. He said he's a smart player, and I think that's a real reach, what he's saying there. I do throw ducks. I've thrown a lot of yards and touchdowns, ducks, and so I'm actually quite proud of it.
Hey, what's it mean to play with Champ and be a part of this Super Bowl run for him that he's been waiting for?
Yeah, it's really hard to describe. I can't describe, you know, what Champ is feeling. I know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl. Being in my 16th season, you know, people think, oh, you should go every single year. It's just not possible. You know, sometimes guys, you know, go to 3 Super Bowls and, you know, don't only play 7-8 years, and they go, boy, that's a great average. You know, they had 3 years of an 8-year career always, you know, going to a championship game. But for Champ to play as long as he has and to have a chance to play in his first one, it speaks to how difficult it is to get there, but it also speaks to his just commitment to, you know, staying on top of his game, keeping himself in great shape. To be playing corner at his age is extremely difficult. You can do it at other positions. At corner, I kind of liked how he said this year that he was insulted that that somebody suggested he might move to safety. He said, no, I'm a cornerback. I think he'll stop playing when he can't be a cornerback anymore. So I'm happy for him that he's playing in this game. I know it means a lot to him. I know a lot of the players want to win this game for him. And I certainly do as well. Known Champ for a long time, played against him in college. You know, we had a good SEC rivalry with Tennessee and Georgia, and played against him a number of years, you know, with the Colts when he was with the Redskins, believe it or not. I told a couple of players that. I said, you know, that I played against Champ when he was with the Redskins, and they had no idea he even played for the Redskins. So, and it's been a real pleasure to play with him these past 2 years here in Denver.
How do the pre-snap sort of opportunities and challenges stack up against this defense compared to maybe other ones that try to disguise more things?
Like I've said all week, that they are a smart defense, and they communicate well. And so they do a good job, you know, pre-snap and post-snap. You know, it's hard to make comparisons to other teams. I haven't played against these guys in the regular season. Like I said, I've just played them twice in the preseason, first half of both games, and, you know, not sure how much weight that carries. But their intelligence, their ability to play together and communicate, that shows up just on the game film alone. So, you know, I certainly know that'll carry over when you actually get to play against them, that you're playing against a smart, athletic defense.
Peyton, right here. You look at the first half of the season, you guys crossed 40 points, I think, like 5 times. Second half of the season, once. It's still scoring, for the most part, still scoring more than your opponent. But do you have to kind of look at it like an offense that when it gets colder and the elements start to come in, you've got to kind of evolve as an offense a little bit?
Every game takes on its own identity, and so I still think it has a lot more to do with the opponent necessarily than the elements, if you will. I've always felt that way, that, you know, whether you're moving the ball or not moving the ball has probably something to do with how you're playing as an offense and how the defense is playing. So I still believe that's what it kind of comes down to, is how you're executing. If you're, you know, running bad plays on first down and having second 12s, which then means third and 10s, you're probably not moving the ball, whether you're playing in 80-degree weather or, you know, playing in cold weather. So that's what we're focusing on this week, is just trying to be on top of our execution, knowing that you have to be on top of it against a defense as good as this one.
Peyton, it appears that the Broncos are playing their best football in the postseason. As we look ahead, we've got 3 days until the Super Bowl. How confident is this group going into Sunday?
Well, there's no question. I think these past 2 games have been team wins. So there hasn't been just an offensive win or a defensive win. Offense and the defense and even the special teams, I think, have played well together at the same time these past 2 postseason games, and that is certainly what we'd like to occur on Sunday. The only way I think you can win a world championship is if all 3 phases are playing at a high level, and that's going to give us the best chance to have in order to win the game Sunday. You know, to beat a team like Seattle, all 3 phases have to be doing their part, and so that's what we're working on. It's nice that has occurred these past 2 weeks at the right time. You know, for a while there, we were kind of alternating. Offense might have a day, defense would be a little better the next day. You want them playing well together at the same time, and that's our goal for Sunday.
Hey, Peyton, you talked a lot yesterday about yesterday's practice being a tempo setter for the week. Was that accomplished? And then today, what do you accomplish on Thursdays?
Yeah, well, certainly Thursday we work different situations than we do on Wednesdays. And so we'll get into some specific game situations, the same routine we've done all week. I thought yesterday was a good practice, and we can feed off that again today. And then, Friday's practice is just as important as Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I thought guys were into it. This is a different schedule. We all know that. You never have to do an hour and a half of media obligations before every practice. But I thought guys handled that and were into practice, and hopefully that'll continue again today.
Hey, Peyton, I know this week you've been sort of forced into contemplation more than you probably like to be, so I'll just go there. Do you ever see a set of circumstances where you feel more like a Bronco player than a Colt?
Well, I've said all along that I feel more comfortable this year than I did last year. Last year, I really felt like a visitor the entire time. That locker was just kind of mine for these couple of months. And I didn't in the Broncos. It wasn't the Broncos. The Broncos made me feel as welcome as they possibly could. But I just felt. You feel like an outsider, and I think it's probably because I was so entrenched in one organization for so long that you can't just transition right away. This year, I can't tell you how much more comfortable I feel. Once again, I got to thank the Broncos for that. They have just continued to open their arms up and welcome me, and Coach Fox, Coach Elway, John Elway, Pat Bowlen. The organization has just embraced me, which I'm appreciative of that. So I think time has helped that more than anything. And I'm proud to be a Denver Bronco right now, and proud to be in the Super Bowl representing the Broncos.
Peyton, first of all, good morning. A little more contemplation, if you would. You mentioned guys trying to win the Super Bowl for Champ Bailey. Do you think there are some guys in this team that might be trying to win it for you, considering you could have gone anywhere?
Well, if that's the case, that's flattering. I think when you play in a Super Bowl, I think you are playing for a lot of people. If there's a teammate that you want to play for, if there's a coach you want to play for. I know for me, I always feel like you're playing somewhat for your family, playing for your hometowns. I've seen a lot of people here. I've done a lot of some of the questions I've gotten. I finally asked the guy, I said, are you from his hometown newspaper? I mean, I've done some bio interviews on Adam Gase and Jacob Tammy that the guy had to be from Kentucky and Michigan that I was talking to. So that, but you are representing your hometowns and your families when you play in this game, your college. We got four University of Tennessee guys in this game. So, I want guys to play, play for their families and play for those people. But if somebody wants to win a game for you, boy, that's extremely flattering. And I know I'd like to win it, for the Broncos, for Pat Bowlen, for him to be in his eighth Super Bowl is an accomplishment in itself, and he deserves another championship. So I'd like to help the Broncos get another championship. And but you have other people that you'd like to win it for as well.
Peyton, there was a report that Eli is involved in a lawsuit that alleges that he was involved in fake memorabilia forgeries. Do you have a comment or reaction to that?
No.
Your film study has become kind of legendary, and I'm just curious, with these 2 weeks to prepare for a game, have you done more in this instance, and how far back have you gone watching tape? What's the oldest tape you've watched?
Oh yeah, I don't get into what games I'm studying. I don't think that's information worth sharing. But you have 2 weeks to study, so there is more time, I think it's worth it to take time to try to get as familiar as you possibly can with what I would call an unfamiliar opponent. We've played them in the preseason, but have not played them in the regular season. So that's. That's a lot of games that that are out there that are available to study. So you try to get to know their schemes, you try to get to know their personnel, and there's plenty out there to study. So I think the more familiar you can try to get with the team, knowing that that you're just not going to know them as well because you haven't played against them. This was a division team. You say, boy, I really know a lot about the San Diego Chargers and kind of how they like to do things. But this is a new team, and there's always a chance. You know, they could have new things and have different players playing different positions. You just don't know. So you prepare for what you've seen, also having a plan for the unexpected.
Two more questions.
Are you? Can you name the other two quarterbacks who started Super Bowls for two different teams? And are you intrigued by or challenged by, you know, that potential history maker if you were to win
I can name them. You want me to help you with the answer, or do you? Warner and Craig Morton were the two. I saw Kurt this week, and I think that's and Craig Morton. You know, to do it with Denver and Dallas. I mean, that to me is a special accomplishment in itself, because you have to. I know how hard it's been for me to transition to a new organization, and. You know, to try to get comfortable with the new culture you're playing in and surroundings, and just to get comfortable is hard enough, and then to actually, you know, turn it into some production and help your team get back to this game, it's hard to do. So I know I'm proud of what this team has accomplished this year. That's not a goal of mine, I guess, to have that type of recognition. My goal is to help the Broncos win because of what it would mean for this organization and what it would mean for Champ Bailey and so many people that are trying to win this game. I want to be a part of that and help this team win for, you know, for many, many reasons.
Thanks for your love. Last question.
Peyton, can you name some of the weirdest things that defense have tried in the past to get you out of your rhythm, out of your game?
Like I said, it just depends. It depends on who you're playing. It depends on just kind of the flow of that game, you know, how the other team's offense is playing, how our defense is playing, what might be going on special teams. So it's really hard to predict each week. I truly believe that every game, you know, takes on its own identity. I know I keep saying that, but that is true. And you just don't know. It's hard to predict it in advance. And so you kind of prepare for everything. I think we have been through a lot of different situations and types of games this season, which I hope will help us, that if we get into a situation, if we're down early, if we had the lead early, you know, and the team may come back, I think we've been through enough of that this year. We can say, hey, remember in, you know, week, you know, five or six, we were playing Dallas. Remember that situation? Hey, that's kind of what this feels like. Remember, this is how we got out of this hole, or this is what we had to keep doing. For a young football team, I feel like we have been through a lot in just these 18 games, and hopefully we can draw on that, and probably will need to draw on that in this game on Sunday.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay, thank y'all.